Continue the program. Serge and I will be chairing the next three talks, the first of which is by Adele Moawad, L-carnitine supplementation during vitrification of mouse oocytes at the germinal vesicle stage improves spindle configuration and subsequent pre-implantation development following IVM and IVF. So Adele.
Good afternoon. I would like to thank the organizing committee to give me the opportunity to present my work. I am going to talk today about the effect of L-carnitine supplementation during vitrification on subsequent pre-implantation development and spindle configuration in vitrified solid germinal vesicle mouse oocytes. Application of oocyte cryopreservation, it is widespread application of assisted reproductive technology and also is important for fertility preservation because in some women who are suffering from cancer and going through radio or chemotherapy, they compromise their oocyte reserve, so they want to preserve fertility. And also oocyte donation in human, and we can create an overbank which subsequently will improve the in vitro maturation, fertilization, and the nuclear transfer. And through oocyte cryopreservation, it's easy to transport oocytes, and also in animal for species conservation. However, although in the assisted reproductive technology, the embryo cryopreservation is much more successful and routine applied in the clinic. But embryo cryopreservation is not an option for the women who are suffering from cancer and want to preserve fertility and have no partner for producing embryos. Therefore, oocyte cryopreservation is important for those women. Oocytes can be preserved in two stages, either immature stage, a GV, or mature stage. And there is a difference between the two stages in terms of cryopreservation efficiency. In GV stage, characterized by the chromosomes held within the nuclear membranes. However, in M2 stage, or mature oocytes, germinal vesicle breakdown already happens. Germinal vesicle stage is at interphase, which is characterized by no spindle already formed. However, in M2 stage or mature oocytes at metaphase, the spindle already formed. Also here is cumulus oocytes surrounded the oocytes, cumulus cells surrounded the oocytes are compact. However, here is expanded. In GV stage, cortical granules are scattered in the cytoplasm. However, here in cortical granules in M2 stage are localized in certain area, though give a chance for premature release of cortical granules and subsequently zona hardening, which affect fertilizing ability of frozen oocytes. And also spindle formation, studies reported that have cryopreservation of oocytes have a drawback or a negative effect on spindle. Therefore, immature oocytes cryopreservation could be an alternative option for cryopreservation of GV of immature oocytes. In addition, there is a clinical advantage to cryopreserve oocytes at GV stage, reducing the risk of ovarian hyperstimulation syndrome and also decreasing the cost for and the duration for hormonal treatment. However, still oocyte if GV stage oocytes requiring in vitro maturation. And also the developmental potential of cryopreserved oocytes at GV stage is low in terms of blastocyst development. Therefore, we want to improve the in vitro maturation system and also the vitrification technique by using the L-carnitine. Carnitine is a small molecule, water-soluble molecules, have been identified to play a role in the fatty acid metabolism inside the mitochondria. It is important for transportation of fatty acyl-CoA, the cofactors, through enzyme called the carnitine transferase enzyme inside mitochondria, and this will go to beta oxidation and producing ATP. So a study showing that supplementation of in vitro maturation media in mouse and cattle with L-carnitine improved the maturation and subsequent development. And this occurs by promotes acid, fatty acid utilization and also increase the level of ATP inside mitochondria and also carnitine, our early carnitine, has antioxidant effect. Therefore, my aim is to evaluate the effect of early carnitine supplementation during vitrification and or in vitro maturation media on developmental potential of mouse oocytes vitrified at GV stage. We have several objectives to achieve this aim. First, we compare the pre-implantation development in terms of cleavage rate and the blastocyst development after in vitro maturation and fertilization, or in vivo maturation and in vitro fertilization in different mouse strains. Also, we evaluated the effect of early carnitine supplementation and on embryo development in different mouse strains. We evaluated the effect of early carnitine supplementation during vitrification on vitrified soy GV oocytes, and also we chose the spindle configuration according to early carnitine treatment after in vitro maturation of frozen of vitrified germinal vesicle oocytes. Our methodology, first we have three mice strains which are commonly used in the lab in the biological research and for reproductive research and for producing of many transgenic mice commonly used in the laboratory, which is F1B6DBA and F1C3H and B6 mice strains. We injected those strains with BMSG. After 45 to 47 hours, either those mice injected again with HCG for ovulation, and we collected ovulated oocytes after 14 hours, or we collected after 45 to 47 hours cumulus oocyte complex and going for in vitro maturation with supplementation of either supplemented or not supplemented with 0.6 milligram per ml L-carnitine. After that, either ovulated oocytes or after in vitro maturation for 16 hours, we did IVF collected from F1DBA mature male mice. And after 4 to 5 hours, we go to in vitro culture for 4 days and we evaluated cleavage rate at 24 hours and the blastocyst at 4 days after IVF. Our first result showing that, we compare, as I said, between the different strains in the cleavage rate and the blastocyst. Cleavage appears in the open bars and the blastocyst development appears in the black bars. The asterisk or the stars above the H-bar is comparing between in vitro maturation, in vitro matured and ovulated oocytes in each strain, and the small letters is comparing between the different strains. The result showing that in each strain, in vitro matured oocytes resulted in a lower developmental potential or lower blastocyst rates than in vivo matured oocytes. There is also a significant difference between different strains in terms of development, and the highest blastocyst rates was obtained in F1-DBA and the lowest blastocyst rate either in vitro from in vitro matured or in vivo matured oocytes in B6. This can be concluded that the genetic background has a significant effect on the developmental potential of mouse oocytes. Then, we decided to choose the strains which are giving the highest developmental potential or the highest blastocyst rate and the strains which are giving the lowest blastocyst rate to evaluate the effect of L-carnitine. As I said, we supplemented maturation media with L-carnitine and we saw the development. In F1 strains, we didn't find a significant difference in the blastocyst development and in the cleavage rate. However, in B6 mouse strains, we found that supplementation of L-carnitine during maturation significantly improved the blastocyst development as compared to those oocytes matured in the media without carnitine supplement. Then, we intended to do the vitrification experiment. Vitrification means that is the cryopreservation of the cells by direct contact with liquid nitrogen. And this can achieved by two ways. Decreasing the volume to achieve very high cooling rate and also by supplementation or using high concentration of the cryoprotectant. To achieve high cooling rate or using a very small volume, we could select a carrier system or a protocol called the cryoloop. And this is a very fine loop, which is 0.5 micron. Through this loop, so when you put the loop in the media, you will form a film from the media. You can put the oocytes over this, around 3 to 5 oocytes over this media. So this characterized by no insulating layer, so there is direct contact between the sample and liquid nitrogen. Subsequently, you can achieve very high cooling and warming rate, and also very small volume of the media, less than 1 micron, and helpful also for high cooling and warming rate, and you can visualize the oocytes during the process. It's easy just putting oocytes over the cryoloop, directly plunging in the liquid nitrogen, and then preserve oocytes in the liquid nitrogen. So we supplemented vitrification media with L-carnitine, and we see the effect on viability. Morphological evaluation of the oocytes after freezing and sowing, or after vitrification and sowing, we identified, we comparing between vitrified GV oocytes and the in vivo matured oocytes as a vitrified also. We didn't find a significant difference in viability in terms of morphological evaluation in the two strains, either F1 and the B6 strains. However, we tested the, if this affected the developmental potential after in vitro fertilization on cleavage and the blastocyst development, again in F1 and the B6 strains. Cleavage appears also again in the open bars, and the blastocyst appears in the black bars. Here is vitrified germinal vesicle oocytes, oocytes vitrified at GV stage, and also we used in vivo matured oocytes as a control. And if we look here, we found that we supplemented either vitrification and or in vitro maturation media. In the first group in H2, in two strains, not supplemented, the vitrification media has no L-carnitine, and also in vitro maturation media have no L-carnitine. In the second group, because we know from our previous experiment in control, supplementation of L-carnitine to maturation media significantly improve blastocyst rates. So we intend to supplement in vitro maturation media with L-carnitine, but not vitrification media. In the third group, we supplemented both vitrification and maturation media with L-carnitine. So the result showing that supplementation of both maturation and vitrification media with L-carnitine significantly improved blastocyst rate in comparable level than in vivo matured in both strains, in B6 and in F1 strains. And this figure showing the blastocyst development after in vitro maturation and in vitro fertilization. And this also we did staining with Hoechst stain to determine the quality of blastocyst. We didn't find a difference between the group in terms of the quality of blastocyst. So our next aim is to determine the mechanism by which the L-carnitine can induce this effect. First, we tested the spindle configuration. A spindle is a dynamic structure which is formed by alpha and beta tubulin, and the chromosome alignment aligned in the equator of the spindle. This is the normal shape, and this is abnormal spindle configuration. In F1 strains, again, we used here a control non-vitrified group, and we used the three groups, in, as I said before, either supplemented with L-carnitine in vitrification and IVM media, or not supplemented in both media, or supplemented only in vitrification media. The result here showing that vitrification of GV oocytes decrease the frequency of normal spindle configuration as compared to the control. However, supplementation of L-carnitine in both vitrification and IVM media improved this effect and improved the spindle configuration. The same result occurs in the B6 strain. The supplementation of vitrification and in vitro maturation media significantly improve the blastocyst development as compared to non-supplemented group. To summarize, developmental potential of mouse oocytes following in vitro maturation fertilization or in vivo maturation and fertilization is different according to genetic background, and the highest percent obtaining in F1 strains and the lowest in B6 strains. Supplementation of L-carnitine to in vitro maturation media improved blastocyst development following in vitro fertilization of oocytes in B6 strains but not in F1. L-carnitine supplementation during vitrification and in vitro maturation of germinal vesicle oocytes improved blea implantation development in comparable frequency as those produced from in vitro fertilized ovulated oocytes in both B6 and F1 strains. L-carnitine supplementation during vitrification and in vitro maturation improves spindle configuration in both strains. In conclusion, L-carnitine supplementation during vitrification is particularly efficient in improving spindle configuration and subsequent pre-implantation development, especially from those groups who have lower potential or lower developmental competence in culture, as like CB6 strains. This result have a potential for improving the clinical trials of human germinal vesicle oocytes cryopreservation and its application for in vitro maturation and assisted reproductive technology. I would like to thank my supervisors, Dr. Sakito and Dr. Tan, and also my lab mate is Dr. Zhu. And I would like to thank my former supervisors, Professor Keith Campbell from University of Nottingham, who is just passed away last year, suddenly in October 2012. Thanks.
Just a small question. So did you put any of these blastocysts back in moms to see what's happening after?
Actually, no, this is one of the questions that the reviewer asking in the journal, but we first, our objective is to maximize the level of, or to maximize the efficiency of cryopreservation. To get the higher number of, the higher percentage of blastocysts, then we intended to go back to the mice.
Okay. Is there anything in, like, protocols similar to yours that did it already need, like, protocols that are similar to yours?
Sorry?
Is there anything in the literature, like using protocols that are similar to yours?
Early carnitine in vitrification for oocytes, it didn't use before. This is the first time. But it used the control oocytes. It's a normal control oocytes in mouse, in cattle, in pig, but not for vitrification.
All right, thank you.